don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. On May 21st, 2008, there's always newcomers coming in, and I suggest look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and go over many of the old talks I've done on ancient history, middle history, up to the present, and show you that everything really is guided along a particular path. Every stage of it being pre-planned by very intelligent people. And the workers, the worker bees, that's the population, simply bring into reality, concrete reality, these plans laid out long ago on behalf of the masters that run the world. And there are certainly masters who, as far as they're concerned, since they do own the system, the commercial system, and the financial system that we're born into and we're taught to work in, then they are the masters of the world, technically, and yet it's in people's hands to just to turn back and say, no, that journey will never happen. Also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu and download transcripts which you can print up and pass around. They're printed and they're done in the various languages of Europe. And I've talked to a few people over the weekend who are all at the same stage of, it's not denial, it's shock, utter shock, to see Big Brother come out everywhere in every facet of organization and be totalitarian in the way that they want to continue this relationship of public and private sort of deals that they have. All these big agencies that started off as services like the Child Service and so on, and the Police Service, and on we go, are now your authorities. They are your masters who dictate to you what you are going to do or else. And what we've found too is these monolithic structures, these massive bureaucratic structures with the henchmen at the bottom, of course, have really taken over all the power surreptitiously, quietly, stealthily, over a century or more, a bit at a time, and they've trained the public to accept this. We're trained that these institutions are somehow as natural as gravity. It's just there. And it's not, because all of them started off as ideas. That's all they are. A government itself is only an idea. Money is only an idea. A price is only an idea. And yet we're all trained, as I say, from birth, to grab all these ideas and treat them as fact. It's very much like the theories they give you in science. A theory is just a guess. Somebody's guess. And under the theories in science, we've all to get inoculated with a whole bunch of weird stuff, which years later they always tell us, well, it happened to kill you. Yes, it was killing you off with cancer cells and so on. But they don't tell you that at the time. And I've noticed even with the latest expose that some of us have been doing with the measles, mumps, rubella vaccines and the man behind it. I did that last week. Now they've launched a massive counter campaign claiming that there's massive outbreaks of measles, mumps and rubella in places like London. And I've just got to get every child vaccinated, not just once, but maybe two or more times. So we're in a war. It's an easily understood war. It's been going on a long, long time. Perhaps even thousands of years, ever since the money came in. And with money, you can actually hire people to be an army and keep them there as an army. Without money, they'd all go home. Go home and play with their wives, which is a much more healthier thing to do. We'll be back with more after the following break.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
I am Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And before I go on this topic, remember that you can donate on my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Make sure it's the right site. There's a lot of copycats out there. And that keeps me going. I don't push advertising while I'm talking. That's generally how it's done. You bring advertisers on, and you get paid. I don't do that. I try to keep it separate, because what I'm talking about is, it's not a job. This is not a job. This is not employment. Believe you me, this is not employment. It wouldn't keep anything going, but it's the most vital thing to do when you realize the crisis stage we're truly in. We're at a pinnacle stage where we topple one way or another, and there's no getting away from this. Once we topple the wrong way, it's goodbye. You won't get a second chance at remaking the world. But the big boys will have their chance at remaking all of us, which they're steamrolling ahead to do. And going on about people in a shock phase because they still can't really get what's happening. And this is all understood. The science has been done on mass populations over and over again. And Brzezinski did say this. It's a magazine when he had an interview. He was asked what he thought of the people. Would the people ever rebel against a totalitarian type state? He says, the people, what do I think of them? He says, well, he says, you can kick them, you can beat them, you can starve them to death. He says, and do they rebel? He says, no, they just turn around and eat their dead. That's what the elite think of the general public. Why? Simply contempt No, it's not. It's because they've studied the public. The last thing that the people do, the very last thing, is to riot or retaliate. It's unthinkable to them because they're normal people. Normal people still have tribal-type thinking and connections, and you obey the chief, you see. Unfortunately, the chiefs that we have are the closest thing to an alien you could ever imagine because they're true blue Biden-the-wool psychopaths, interbred psychopaths. They don't have that piece of emotion in their brain. It's just absent, but they have cunning. Cunning like you wouldn't believe, and they are ruthless. But they do know what kind of society they want, a new type of worker bee. In Britain, they just passed a law in Parliament that they don't need fathers anymore on birth certificates. And it came because of two lesbians. They use all these different groups who always think they're winning something. And this was mentioned by Pike. They're using nihilistic types and the atheistic types to get their agendas through. So they pick these groups that think they're winning something, and they don't see the big picture because the boys at the top don't give a damn about them. They're using them because eventually the new types of humans will be bred in laboratories without need for male or even female down the road when they have their designer types. So all you're doing, all your little groups out there, are putting the whole of humanity under as you think you're getting brownie points and you're proud to wear your little badges and your pins, etc. You're being used, absolutely used. And getting back to totalitarianism and how every agency was to become authority, a dictatorial authority, whatever happens in Britain comes across the pond very quickly. That's the technique and strategy, because Britain is at the core of this. London is at the core of everything that's happening in the world. That's where the plan was revamped back in the 1500s. And here's an article from the Daily Mail on the 17th of May, 2008. And I'll give you their headline. Their headlines are always misleading. Why the police now have to ask teenage muggers. Now, that's the mugger part. You don't have to be a mugger to get asked this. Do you eat chips? That's a little fun pun, you see. By Eileen Fairweather. It says here, imagine a country where strangers have the right to ask intrusive questions and store the answers on a database, where everyone from police officers to leisure center staff can demand, tell me who you feel close to. They will also have been trained to ask questions about sexual behavior, family life, religion, secret fears, weight, and sleeping arrangements at home. Incredibly, thousands of government and council apparatchiks in Britain became entitled on April the 1st to ask such questions of anyone under 19. Part 2, politically correct. Police officers say having to question youngsters about their diet is insane. This horrifying invasion of privacy has begun almost unnoticed because the government has cleverly presented it as being in the interests of child protection. See how they always use a front group, you see? And it's like charity. You can't attack charity to see all the massive corruption behind it. It's like attacking mum's apple pie. The new questionnaire, known as the Common Assessment Framework, is part of a £20 million program called Every Child Matters, ECM, ostensibly set up to ensure youngsters are safe and leading positive lives. I wonder who defines what a positive life is. Professionals such as police officers, teachers, and doctors. I didn't know cops are now professionals. And volunteers are now under orders to subject children to a questionnaire if they consider them at risk, a definition so broad that many decent parents could find themselves labeled as potential abusers. The questions don't need a parent's consent, since any child over 12 is deemed responsible enough to grant permission for an interview. Any child not achieving the government's five outcomes, so you've got five outcomes now in Britain if you're a child, being healthy, as inoculates you with all these poisons, staying safe, well, you've got guys with machine guns in the streets now, you're the cops, enjoying life is, to put them all in Prozac, making a positive contribution, in other words, being a good slave to the system, and achieving economic well-being. That's running after the carrot that you're never going to catch. It's now defined as having additional needs. How did this agency come about? Well, here we go. Margaret Hodge announced the ECM agenda in 2003, just after Tony Blair ignored his friend's unsavory history as leader of Islington Council during one of Britain's worst child abuse scandals and, to widespread protest, made her children's minister. He made her the children's minister. Hodge claimed the ECM was justified in the case when 8-year-old Victoria Climby, who was abused and murdered by her guardians. As a reporter who exposed paedophile rings in Islington's children's homes, which is rife, it's not just there, I'm telling you, all these children's homes are rife with paedophilia. Believe you me, they employ them. In fact, they gravitate there. That's where their target is. They want to get jobs there, where your target is. And later, the blaming and neighbourhood harangue of innocent social worker Victoria's death, I was mystified. Anyway, so on April Fool's Day, the very effective child protection register was abolished. In its paternal zeal, however, New Labour replaced the register with an integrated children's system. The integrated children's system isn't fit for purpose, and many authorities are dragging their feet about implementing it because it's wearing the hell out of them, said Terry Doughty, Director of Action on Rights for Children. One police officer who attended a CAF course told me that many of his colleagues are so reluctant to interview teenage criminals about their emotional needs, their sex lives, and their diets, that they avoid calls involving them. We're cops, not social workers, he said. It's insane. The 46 government guide using the CAF in practice suggests practitioners ask questions such as, do you feel you're lightweight for your height? Can you imagine asking any child what they think of themselves? That's when you have gangly legs, you know, you're skinny, gangly, awkward. No one likes yourself, but they ask you all this stuff. Of course, when you give them the wrong answers and say, well, I don't feel too good about myself, they'll send you off for therapy. My police source told me this could lead to a valuable discussion about why young people should not eat chips. Oh, God. He and his colleagues have renamed the agenda Every Fat Kid Matters. Can you believe that? So this is the farce that's going on as we get into your lives and into your data. And Britain and everywhere else has just announced too, by the way, at this weekend, that they now have given themselves permission to record all phone calls, all faxes, all emails, all data, and keep it for as long as they wish, years forever. Every single call, everything that you say, everything that happens is being watched and monitored. Because, see, we're the terrorists. Do you get that point that we the people, are the terrorists? Because they know what they're bringing down on us, this new world order. We must serve the state in a system, a new system that's emerged after the chaos. And they know there's going to be a lot of people complaining about starving and not having food or water or gasoline and so on. This is a 30-year agenda, remember. I read the Department of Defense's projection for the next 30 years. Gradually, riots will start off and they'll become the norm for 30 years. And you have these cop battalions fighting the general public because they riot. You see? So, we're well on a roll. Well on a roll into hell. Hell is manifesting on Earth under a guise of bureaucracy and the government and saving us all from ourselves. We're just too stupid to understand that we need expert planners to guide us from birth, cradle to grave. If we accept that, we'll get little gold stars and maybe a ration card one day. Yep. Isn't that nice? This is even worse than that, because I've been telling people that the internet was given to the public for reasons the public, as always, would never suspect, because we take what we're given and we run with it and we play. We play ourselves to the hilt. The internet was run and used by the military-industrial complex all throughout the Cold War. When they discussed giving this to the public, it was not because they liked the public. It was to make data collection more easy and to make the internet eventually invaluable to the people who do all their banking, all their writing, all their bills, everything on the internet. And therefore, one single world agency would have the ability to gather all data on everyone and monitor you daily. That's why they gave it to us. I've got a lot to say about this after the following messages.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments. Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Alan Watt, and I'm back studying through this incredible matrix, the matrix that most folk live in and go through their lives thinking we're just stumbling it down through time, making all these mistakes, and experts fix them on a daily basis as they crop up. That's the coincidence version of history. Conspiracy is a different thing altogether, and conspiracies are what history is made of, if you study history. When even children would conspire to kill off the king, so they'd become kings and things like that, and kill off their cousins. And good old Queen Elizabeth I had her sister's head chopped off. Stuff like that, you know. Of course, that's not a conspiracy. That's just bad temper, isn't it? But here's what they're doing with all your data, now that everyone's hooked on the internet, something that they gave us for their benefit, to collect all data on us. The big, big tool, that big eye, that glowing eye that flickers and alters your brain pattern. It's from the National Expositor. The National Expositor. And it was on 27th of March, 2008. And this column is written by Duncan Campbell. Very important article to read. In 1995, I can remember when Granite Steen in the Toronto Sun at half a page they're saying that Canada was going to chip all phones, faxes, computers to please Uncle Sam. That's when they passed a bill in the US and Canada to make sure that government chips were in every computer, fax, and telephone to be made and sold to the public. And it's the law that no firewall or anything, a device can stop them from getting in. You can't buy these ones to stop them. You'd have to make one. Even then, you'd find out what's in your computer. And that's exactly what this is about. It says here, a careless mistake by Microsoft programmers has revealed that special access codes prepared by the U.S. National Security Agency have been secretly built into Windows. The NSA access system is built into every version of the Windows operating system now in use, except early releases of Windows 95 and its predecessors. I bet you didn't miss them either. The discovery comes close on the heels of the revelations earlier this year that another U.S. software giant, Lotus, had built an NSA help information trapdoor into its Note system, and that security functions on other software systems had been deliberately crippled. The first discovery of the new NSA access system was made 2 years ago by British researcher Dr. Nico van Someren, but it was only after a few weeks when a second researcher rediscovered the access system. With it, he found the evidence linking it to the NSA. Computer security specialists have been aware for 2 years that the unusual features are contained inside a standard Windows software driver used for security and encryption functions. The driver, called advapi.dll, enables and controls a range of security functions. If you use Windows, you will find it in the C:Windows system directory of your computer. advapi.dll works closely with Microsoft Internet Explorer, but will only run cryptographic functions that the U.S. government allows Microsoft to export. That information is bad enough news from a European point of view. Now it turns out that advapi will run special programs inserted and controlled by NSA. As yet, no one knows what these programs are or what they do. Dr. Nico van Someren reported at last year's Crypto 98 conference that he had disassembled the advapi driver. He found it contained two different keys. One was used by Microsoft to control the cryptographic functions enabled in Windows in compliance with U.S. export regulations, but the reasons for building it in a second key and who owned it remained a mystery. 2 weeks ago, a U.S. security company came up with the conclusive evidence that the second key belongs to the NSA. Like Dr. Van Someren, Andrew Fernandez, chief scientist and cryptonym of Morrisville, North Carolina, had been probing the presence and significance of the two keys. Then he checked the latest service pack release for Windows NT4 Service Pack 5. He found that Microsoft developers had failed to remove or strip the debugging symbols used to test the software before they released it. Inside the code were the labels of the two keys. One was called key, the other was called NSAKEY, which is an anagram for snakey. Fernandez reported his rediscovery of the two CAPI keys and their secret meaning to advances in cryptology, Crypto 99 conference held in Santa Barbara. According to those present at the conference, Windows developers attending the conference did not deny that the NSA key was built into their software, but they refused to talk about what the key did or why it was put there without the user's knowledge. Now, the third key. But according to two witnesses attending the conference, even Microsoft's top crypto programmers were astonished to learn that the version of advapi.dll shipping with Windows 2000 contained not two, but three keys. Brian LaMascia, head of CAPI development at Microsoft, was stunned to learn of these discoveries by outsiders. The latest discovery by Dr. Van Someren is based on advanced search methods which test and report on the entropy of programming codes. And I'll go on with a bit more after the messages, then I will go through the phone. See you in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org. Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Here we are cutting through this amazing matrix as they have pulled the world over your eyes. And just to finish with a little bit, this article, which is very important, it says researchers are divided about whether the NSA key could be intended to let U.S. government users of Windows run classified crypto systems on their machines, or whether it is intended to open up anyone's and everyone's Windows computer to intelligence gathering techniques deployed by NSA's burgeoning core of information warriors. And I talked about that last week, these massive cores of what the cyber warriors are calling them. According to Fernandez of Cryptonym, the result of having the secret key inside your Windows operating system is that it is tremendously easier for the NSA to load unauthorized security services on all copies of Microsoft Windows, and once those security services are loaded, they can effectively compromise your entire operating system. The NSA key is contained inside all versions of Windows from Windows 95 OS R2 onwards. So, there you go. There you go. Once more. There's more evidence that you're in a totalitarian system. Very clever one, because they do it all by stealth. They don't tell you. They go ahead and do it. You see? They go ahead and do it. And they never intended you to have free speech as you prattle on the internet with all the different stuff that we generally take from them to prattle about. This is just a temporary phase to get you all hooked on it because it's so essential. As the years ago saying you couldn't bring this off, you see, without a computer. And I'll go to the phone now, and we've got John from Florida on the line. Hey, John.
Yes, Alan, I'm here. How are you doing?
Not so bad.
Thanks for taking my call. I heard you talking about psychopaths, totalitarianism, and how we are on a road to hell.
Mm-hmm.
I know of this psychopath, and I would add cretin at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know him, but this cretin likes to fly around on Air Force One.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, he decided to pay a visit to his buddies over there in apartheid Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was delivering his speech to the Israeli Knesset, inadvertently, a couple of words and phrases slipped out of his big mouth. Namely, Nazi appeasement, Hitler, and the Holocaust. When all of a sudden, he remembered a song and a bedtime story his daddy used to recite to him in order to put him to bed. And the name of the song was, "If you live in a glass house, don't throw stones." And the name of the bedtime story was Old Grandpa Prescott, His Hands Are Tainted with Jewish Blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to agree with Professor Finkelstein, who, on an interview a couple of days ago on a UK channel, asserted that the only reasons the neocons, the Zionists, the AIPAC lobby, the ADL make mention of the Holocaust is to perpetrate their wars of aggression. You know?
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about it. Under any horror of the past, you can create a new horror of the future as long as you keep it altering the perception. I don't care what kind of goon is dressed up in a uniform killing someone who's defenseless or putting them behind barbed wire. Nazism doesn't have to be confined to one country or one people. The acts are the same. When you see people getting put behind barbed wire by people who were once victims, supposedly, it makes no difference. You see, this is the name of the game. People can't see what's actually really happening.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if a guy who's Chinese punches you in the mouth or a guy who's white punches you in the mouth. They both punch you in the mouth. The act is the same. So people who are persecuting other people by using barbed wire, and when you see children throwing stones at tanks, you know you've got a problem in that country, whether it's Northern Ireland or it's in Palestine. It's the same thing.
Right. Well, it seems to me that from now on, anytime he decides to go flying around on Air Force One, we're going to have to send Keith Oberman with him in order that Keith tells him to shut up his big mouth, you know? I don't know if you saw the latest commentary by Keith Oberman from MSNBC, but if you haven't, I would suggest you take a look at it, you know?
I will do.
And are you going to post that article on the last article you just read about the back doors?
Yes, I will do,
Okay, I just wanted to let you know also that Microsoft just released Service Pack 3 for XP Professional, so don't be too hastily to download it.
That's right.
Because I'm sure the NSA's fingerprints are all over that piece of code.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, my brother.
Thanks.
Take care. Thank you for taking my call.
Bye. Another interesting thing is when these big wigs travel in their jets all over the world, you don't have to take their own blood supply with them. They actually take blood drawn off every so often because they will not take anyone else's blood because everyone else is contaminated with inoculations that they all get. The elite don't get these inoculations, you know. Yeah, they carry their own blood around with them. Amazing. Now we're going to go to Sean in Utah. Are you there, Sean?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to thank you for your books. It's very informative. I encourage anybody to check them out. order them. I just had a quick question about the food shortage. What do you think about this whole new propaganda, I guess, on the mainstream media about the food shortage?
Well, the articles from the United Nations, and the United Nations talked about food eventually to be used as a weapon. And the whole idea when they set up the UN Department of Agriculture was the United Nations, when it becomes the de facto world government, they will be responsible for shipping all food across the world. And you'll get a quota. Every country will get a quota given to it. And if you don't keep your population down under a certain figure, that's your tough cheese, because they aren't going to give you any extra food. And you know this quota is going to drop and drop every 10, 20 years. And you still have to try and comply. So you have five big agri-food businesses that for maybe 50 years, with the help of government, because all things are corporate welfare today, we create these corporations. Many of them are CIA funds, but legitimate companies. Five companies own the food supply of the world, basically, and they have been taking down the production levels of the world. They've put all the small farmers out of business across the planet. Thousands were under in India just over the last 2 years, and in came Rothschilds and the big enterprise and bought them all up for peanuts, and in comes the bioengineered GMO food. So this is a planned part of war. Food has always been used in every major war, remember, since the early ancient times. You always control the food supply and you starve the people into compliance. So I'm not surprised at all.
Oh yeah, I was just amazed at the blaming it on the weather, you know, and just all this.
Which they control, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just had one off topic. The band in the 70s, the Trog. I heard you mention they had an interesting song, but I didn't get the name of the song.
I think it was the Eve of Destruction, one of those ones. But the Trogs were from the Troglodytes, you know, the cave dwellers, the ancient cave dwellers.
Yeah, I heard you mention on the I Am the Future, and I was pretty interested. I was like, oh, I got to check out that song, you know. And, well, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, it's interesting how things are thrown in our faces, and the public don't. Well, they don't think, because they've been trained not to think. And isn't it awful that the elite themselves knew 25, 30 years ago they would need a generation trained and debased to be these new black-clad ninja warrior types, the kind that you see in the Star Wars movies, the faceless type dressed in armor, just numbers. And the debased society, sure enough, they gave them the worst music they've ever had, the most morals, the state gave them the morals, and much music television was given the main charge to do that. And the society was broken up, all religion was tossed out the window, and came moral relativity. And winners and losers, and that's all the children see. They want to be on the winning team, the winning gang, and they want to wear the black outfits and kick people around and have the big guns. That's what they did deliberately. It was quite, I knew it when it was happening. I saw it coming, and I said, there's going to be trouble around this period when these guys are the age to put these uniforms on, because they've bred them, this moron mentality. And here you have, and it's actually called VoteNewYork.com. VotesNewYork.com, May 20th, 2008. Militarized police celebrate killing Americans. And they show you one of these armored personnel carriers. We have all of these. In the U.S., it's incredible. They don't have an army with half-tracks, vehicles, and dual-track vehicles. Armored personnel carriers, they're armored. And they storm people with this and houses with these things, and they put flamethrowers and everything. And machine guns. It's a little immature boy's toy, you know, it's a great big Christmas toy. And they've all got these things, including Cobra helicopters and everything. And this is the sort of thing they used when they were in to take the children off that polygamous group. Oh, polygamy in a day where you got licensed, even Canada, swingers clubs. You can go in with as many wives as you want and have a gay old time, might be that too, but anything goes. And here they go after them for polygamy. That's not the reason after these children, because they're getting homeschooled and getting taught a different set of values that wasn't the authorized expert values that everybody must get today. I'll continue this particular article. Former U.S. Army tank driver asserts that two figures depicted on the side of an APC SWAT tank that was recently used to protect cops from the deadly threat of women and children during the raid of a West Texas polygamist retreat actually represents the amount of people killed by police. Gary Roberts, a veteran Army tank driver in the 80s, relates to us the fact that the two figures etched onto the side of the U.S. M113 armored personnel carrier denotes kills, as in how many people the SWAT unit has killed. The other image appears to depict the vehicle, according to Roberts. Now, that's what they used to do during wars, right up to the Vietnam War. They put these little, draw these little kills along the side of the cockpit. Now they're doing it. Now the police are doing it. General military, police, the paramilitary. Let's say it as it is, the paramilitary. Roberts appeared on the Alex Jones show today to confirm the fact that Midland County Police are apparently so proud of the people they have murdered, they feel the need to emblazon it on the side of their souped-up tank. Amazing, isn't it? Or is it really? Bragging about how many victims a militarized police unit has claimed sounds like a story out of Maoist China or a communist dictatorship like Zimbabwe, but it's happening right here in America. As the Associated Press reported at the time, police wore body armor, sported automatic weapons, and were backed by an armored personnel carrier for a raid on a West Texas polygamist retreat. I can't get it. I keep calling it West Texas polygamist retreat. It's an awful, awful thing. Amazing. In this day and age, where anything goes. A sect member whose wife shot the video said sect members got the impression that state officials were doing something more than they said they were going to do. The man declined to give his name for fear that speaking out would cause problems for his children who are in a state custody, according to the reports. And we saw that with Waco. With Waco, when they brought tanks in as well, and they burned all these men, women, and children into ashes. And America was having a circus. Near that big farmhouse, that's what it was, they call it compound. When they come after you, it suddenly gets called a compound. They were selling T-shirts and everything, like a circus. Bizarre circus. As all these people being slaughtered. Amazing. America, America. What has happened to thee? Now, I think we've got Harley from Michigan on the line. Are you there, Harley?
Yes. Good evening, Alan. How are you this evening?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Good. Listen, real quick, and I'm going to make my point real brief. Talking about the food shortage, and you can take this off the air, wasn't that mentioned in the Agenda 21 about how certain countries can only supply, you can have X amount of food or something like that, or if you overpopulate that we will take the food away from you? I'll take your answer off the air. Alan, have a good night.
Yeah. Yeah, it was mentioned in Agenda 21. That's the United Nations agenda for the 21st century, with habitat areas, which are just overcrowded cities, but other high-tech habitat areas with spacious houses and spaced away from each other, which the higher-level bureaucrats will occupy, very high-tech and all that. For the rest of the public, you'll be crowded into the existing super cities. Another idea that the UN came up with, they would create super cities, and you'd all get crowded in like ants on top of each other, much like Soylent Green. But the food was to be a big part of it, for sure. And I do have other articles from the United Nations on this topic, and maybe I'll read it on Friday, because they mean business. I can see the day coming, because it's a war. A war has been declared, you see. And we better take these guys seriously. And during wars, you have people in transit. You have you have fugitives, and you also have refugees. And they want people moving en masse into cities with gasoline shortages, food shortages, etc. And you'll see ration cards come down the pike. People like Rumsfeld and Cheney, all these guys, they wanted a full-scale type world war where all of these techniques that's always used are in full force. Because as you get a ration card and as you start to cut down and cut back and everything, you'll find that a strange psychology kicks in on the masses and they're much more easily led and they adapt to it very quickly, very, very quickly. So yeah, the United Nations is to be the big stick eventually when the give out your portion of food to a nation, and then it'll be those inside your nation who decide who will eat and who will not. If it's too many, excrement will have to simply be eliminated, and it's up to you how you do it. You see? This is a great, wonderful sci-fi world. As they're creating new types of humans right now, humanimals, they've passed on Britain, you can make them now. The Vatican's already said any animal with human genes that will have the same rights as a human, this is exactly what they want at the top. Plato talked about this, the creation of different kinds of humans 2,300 years ago, especially made for their special tasks. And it's coming. And people are playing, they're playing and talking about Paris Hilton and people's little sexy affairs. Not much hope for the Nazis, is there? But it's not about the Nazis, is it? Back with more after this break.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with this. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix in the last few minutes here. And just before I take the last caller, we should look into a site, and I'll say it and spell it. It's uruknet.info. That's U-R-U-K-N-E-T. uruknet.info. And you want 21st of May 2008. And there's an article there by Anthony Charles Linton. And if you scroll down in the site, you'll see what they're doing in Iraq. You'll see the photographs of people and young men and boys who obviously have been hit with massive bursts of microwave radiation. They're using microwave guns, really, the old Reagan idea. They actually got them, of course, and they're using them in these countries. And you'll see the burns on these people. They can only come from microwave. It's quite amazing what they're throwing at these people. They hate them, you see. They hate the last standout. People who have a religion, family life, a culture, and all the rest of it, that has to be abolished. And so they're using all of this grotesque weaponry against them. Well worth looking into. And if you're terrified of looking into an Arab site, which the NSA will know about, then tough luck, you're already gone. They'll know your thoughts. Anyway, maybe the fact you thought about it would be bad enough. And I've got the last caller now, and that's Richard from Alabama. Are you there, Richard?
Yeah. There's some serious digital distortion of your voice, both on the K-band and on the telephone.
There is, eh?
Yeah.
That means I'll be up all night trying to rectify it.
It's like
I use an old tape here, and I can actually try and clean it up. It's not my end that's doing it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the cause.
I know whenever I get this, I'll be up till 4 in the morning fixing it, trying to clean it up. But, it's not this end at all, and this has happened before a few times on the station, in fact. So I'm sorry about that. There's nothing, as I say, I can actually do about it.
Well, it's not your fault.
No, yeah, but it wastes. So it's so much time, I don't have time to sit up. I'm already uploading till 2, 3 in the morning every night. And this just adds another 2 or 3 hours onto it.
I just wanted to call your attention to something. I've noticed that when they do these atrocities against children, like you mentioned at Waco and El Dorado, they're careful to always avoid blacks. Mm-hmm. And they're not. I noticed the CPS is not stealing black children. But they're stealing white children.
Yeah.
They will accept black children, and they are accepting a lot of them. They're just giving away, but they steal white children.
Well, they steal them, no doubt. Yeah.
And there's a pattern where they very carefully avoid disturbing the Africans and the Mexicans. They will not mess with them.
Yeah, but when the time is right, they will do it then. They don't want to. It's not time right away now. There's a time to get everybody fighting them. They're being very selective, and actually, the white folk are the most placid. We're the most passive. We've been domesticated beyond anyone else, and they know this. You see.
But when they begin to provoke the blacks, we will be below 50%, and therefore we will never be able to overcome Mexican and African revolution, unless the
United States... It doesn't really matter. Everybody stop thinking of revolutions, because we have one enemy and guys that are bringing all of this out to the top. But that's it for tonight. From Hamish, myself, and Tour of Canada, it's good night, and may God or your gods go with you.